Hi, my name is Grace Sayumana. I have engaged in Science Olympiad for 2 years.
This eighth grade waterfront student was among three other female students who were all winners in the Student Science Olympiad. They're an example of engaging students in earlier grades in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Higher education leaders from the University at Buffalo, ECC, and Buffalo State appeared alongside Mayor Byron Brown, explaining to students that there will be future careers in life science and advanced manufacturing in the region.
In the advanced manufacturing fields, over the next few years, more than 17,000 new jobs will be created.
But what kind of future jobs can students consider in the STEM field? ECC President Jack Quinn described high-tech manufacturing.
When we move into our nanotechnology, we've got relationships also with some of the local power companies, National Grid, National Fuel Gas, where we do a one-year certificate program. And the graduates, the young men and women, go into work right away.
UB President Satish Tripathi noted that jobs in the field are unlimited.
When you're really curious, you're trying to find out why things happen the way things happen. And that gives you a chance really to develop new technologies and new science and so on.
And Buffalo State College President Catherine Conway Turner also injected that teachers will be needed in the future to teach STEM.
That we also are building the next generation of science teachers. And so some of these wonderful scientists will also be in the classroom teaching our young people to love science yet for another generation.
A citywide Science Week begins tomorrow, featuring higher education and the local school community engaging in STEM together. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.